Well, today we have the passage from St. Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 46. We have the incredible story of Bartimaeus, one of the great stories in the New Testament. And Bartimaeus was a blind beggar sitting at the northern gate of the great city of Jericho. Jericho is one of the oldest cities in the world. You can still go there today and see the ruins of one of the oldest cities of ancient history. And back in the Lord's time, it was one of the largest, wealthiest cities, a sort of a resort area. It was 18 miles from Jerusalem. And people would always pass through Jericho on their way up to Jerusalem for the Passover. And those who could make the journey would walk through the main streets and then head up towards Jerusalem. Those who could not make it would sit by the roadside begging, because there's large crowds always in this busy city, especially on those on their way to the Passover. This would be a good opportunity for a beggar to be by the side of the road. On this occasion, Bartimaeus is positioned in a good spot to hear the crowd coming. And he notices there's a large crowd. And whenever a famous rabbi like the Lord or like Jesus was walking anywhere, he always have his apostles, his disciples, and then he'd have a huge crowd just trying to listen and to ask questions and to be close to the Lord. And that occurred here. Remember, this occurred just 1 week before the Lord's death, 1 week before Passover. The Lord was on his way to Jerusalem. There's a huge crowd, a lot of excitement in the air because of the Passover, and Jesus was going to the Passover feast. So Bartimaeus hears this big crowd coming his way. He hears that Christ is passing by. In fact, if you want to read a great book, you could read St. Jose Maria Escriva's book, Christ is Passing By, and where he talks about how we don't want to miss those opportunities when Jesus is passing by in our life. We have to call out to him and ask him to come into our life. Jesus will not intrude in our life. We have to call out. We have to invite him into our life. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on us against our will. God is always there, but we have to call out to him and say, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. And that's what Bartimaeus does. Bartimaeus is the Aramaic name that means son of Timaeus. So he hears the news that Jesus of Nazareth, the famous Jesus of Nazareth, the miracle worker, is passing by. And so he praises Jesus and calls him the Son of David, calls him the Messiah. It says, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That's the Jesus prayer. Another great book is The Way of the Pilgrim, about a man who traveled across Russia, repeating the Jesus prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. So this is the beginning of the Jesus prayer. Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. So he calls out at the top of his voice. He's desperate. He's blind. He wants the Lord to heal him, to open his eyes. And he calls him this great messianic title. So he praises the Lord. And notice that even though he's blind, he has faith. Whereas the Pharisees could visibly see, but they were spiritually blind. So you have this dichotomy. Here's a blind man who has the sight of faith, whereas the scribes and Pharisees could visibly see, but they were hard of heart and they did not have faith that Jesus was the Messiah. So notice that the Lord continues walking. And in fact, the crowd tries to stop Bartimaeus. It says they sternly ordered him to be quiet. But notice Bartimaeus perseveres. He continues. He shouts even louder. He doesn't give up. It's a great example of prayer. They have to persevere in prayer. And sometimes the Lord doesn't answer our prayers right away because he wants us to keep praying, to develop the virtues of perseverance. And so Bartimaeus shouts all the louder, even when he has obstacles, people telling him to quiet down. But he shouts all the louder. And so then finally, Jesus stops. And when the Lord stops, everybody stops. And Jesus says, call him over. And notice how quickly the crowd changes. Before they were telling him to quiet down, now they say, Quick, Bartimaeus, cheer up. Get on your feet. He's calling you. Look how fickle the crowd is. One moment, quiet down. The next moment, quick, he's calling you. Get up there. And so it says he jumped up, jumped to his feet, threw off his cloak, which is an interesting detail because a blind man's never going to get it back. And that was his sleeping bag. And this was the springtime. This is a cold night. But he's not attached to material things. He's willing to give up everything to meet Christ. So he jumps up and comes to the Lord. And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he simply says, "Rabbi, I want to see." Rabbi means my dear master, Rabboni. I want to see. I want to regain my sight. And immediately the Lord cures him just by his word. He says, "Go, your faith has saved you." He immediately regained his sight. So just at the words of Christ, "Your faith has saved you." And notice it wasn't just his faith that he was given his sight, of course. But what was most important was that his faith has saved him. He received sanctification. He received redemption. Salvation was offered to him. "Your faith has saved you." And then the last sentence is, instead of Bartimaeus going back to find his family, it says he began to follow Jesus down the road. So he became a disciple, a follower of Christ. Not one of the apostles, but he was certainly one of the Lord's followers. So again, what a wonderful episode we have today. I think the virtues we should learn as far as our prayer life is that we have to persevere in prayer, call out to Jesus even when there's obstacles, people might be against you, your family members, your friends, relatives, whatever it might be. Realize that those people are just like the crowd telling you to be quiet. But you have to be like Bartimaeus and persevere. Keep calling out to the Lord with trust and confidence and with praise of the Lord. And then simply go to the Lord with your request. Have great faith. And then the Lord will grant us the graces that we need.